Hey, George, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm right near Fort Myers Beach.
You saw a lot of the action, did you not?
Oh, it was very frightening, very disturbing. And the storm went right by Fort Myers Beach, Cape Coral, and Sanibel Island, and Ponte Gorda and Port Charlotte. They don't exist anymore. There were three hospitals in Port Charlotte that were destroyed, and there was a major effort to try to evacuate the patients. And there are bodies up there in Port Charlotte, Ponte Gorda. There was only 2 hours of sunlight left, so they really weren't able to do an analysis of...
How many patients? What do you think?
I would say maybe 200 in each hospital. They are small hospitals, but the winds at one time were anywhere from 145 miles an hour to 163.
Now, these hospitals, what happened? They just collapsed?
The roofs were ripped off them. And there was no emergency services. If you are in Ponte Gorda, which is an island, in Port Charlotte, up along Route 41, and you didn't leave, and you called emergency services, there were no emergency services.
Oh, my God.
They had the county officials quite naturally pulled the police and the rescue people off the roads because it was very, very dangerous. There were power lines down, the sustained winds, and I understand there were a couple of tornadoes. One hit Naples, which is about 34 miles south of me, and of course over here we have to worry about water sprouts, which are similar to tornadoes, but they're huge volume water. So there was a lot of trees down, and I'm sitting alone here in my apartment with my birds and my one candle burning, and it's been an exciting day. I can't sleep. So
I don't blame you. So it'll be at least until tomorrow before we find out how many of those patients who are in the hospital really may be in deep trouble.
I think the patients probably, depending on how many emergency crews, there was a tremendous response from Sarasota and North Tampa, that the emergency units, you know, when there's a crisis, people really do pull together.
Everybody steps to the plate.
They step to the plate and they rush down. But I'm more concerned about people out on Ponte Gorda and the inland barriers because, you know, a lot of the homes are built, some homes are built on stilts so they can withstand the surge of the tides, but there are other homes that are just right near the water. And like on Sanibel Island and Fort Myers Beach, there's areas that are below sea level. So they were anticipating a 10 to 18 level of water.
Just gushing right in there, just strong enough,
right,
strong enough to knock all those structures down.
Yeah, and I over on Cape Coral, there's like bridges that go over to Cape Coral. I think one of the hospitals over in Cape Coral sustained some significant damage, and people had gone there apparently for shelter. And there were trees down blocking the road. And one of the dangerous things that people don't realize is you just stay home, because when these power lines are down and that live wire is in the water, you're anywhere near it, you're going to get electrocuted.
Oh, you're fried if you touch that or if it comes into contact with you.
Extremely dangerous. So with all the education we have, with all the TV, radio, you can't be a hero. I was listening to the woman with interest from North Fort Myers who... She's very lucky to be alive, George, with that tree falling down on. I understand these trailer parks, which are a lot of them in this area, took a major hit.
Oh, in the Midwest, for example, during tornadoes, it's always the mobile home parks that get wiped out. Always.
Exactly.
So she did luck out.
She's very fortunate, I believe, to be alive. We still don't know the extent of the damage. FEMA is down here, and particularly they're going to lay right into Port Charlotte and Ponte Gorda. That was the most devastated area because that was the eye. I'm not sure how much the radius of the eye was, but the Fort Myers Beach, where I'm located, we were a bullseye for the storm. And it went from a very category 1, 90 to 110 miles an hour. And I'll tell you, these professionals who try to track these stores, they did a courageous job today because their information was literally saving lives.
Well, you know? I'm glad you're safe, and I hope many, many other Floridians are.
I did want to, I was dialing through the radio when I picked up your station. I'm not even sure where I'm calling from, but I'm not on the station dial. But I did want to intimate a story. I used to work in the psychiatric field, and I worked in a private psychiatric hospital, and a gal came in, and I thought she was demon-possessed. Now,
what made you think that?
Well, she barked like a dog. She had all the mannerisms of a dog. There was no humanity in her at all. And, of course, intellectuals, these people think they study books and everything, they know everything, but I kept my private thoughts to myself, and I said, now they said she was, quote,
nuts,
psychotic.
Yeah.
But I, George, I've worked with thousands and thousands of people over the years, and she has come the closest to anyone I thought was demon-possessed. And they loaded her up with neuroleptics, tranquilizers.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a very painful thing. And fortunately, when she came out of it, George, or I believe when the demon finally left her, I think the medicine maybe made the body inhospitable for the demon.
That could be.
Because I believe there are invisible powers.
The demon probably wanted a functioning body and probably realized that one that had been loaded with so many narcotics, it could not perform or function.
It could not perform. She literally got on all fours, and you swear to God there was a demon spirit inside, and she barked. And, of course, in our progress notes, I had to conform to, you know, the terminology to describe the psychotic experience. But deep down inside, I said, this woman's demon.
Unbelievable. All right. Stay healthy out there, huh?
Nice talking to you, George.
Okay. Appreciate it.
You have an interesting program.
Yeah. Well, is this the first time you've heard it?
Yeah. I've been channel surfing and just trying to calm down.
Now you know where to keep your dial, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You take care of yourself.
You too, George.